Odd Press. Two titles from this independent comics publisher are put under the Comic Book Haters playlist. Will they love it? Will they hate it? Only one way to find out.
Okay, everybody.
Listen in.
This is the Comic Book Haters. We're going to do a special spotlight. You guys like, my name is DJ Slufus, by the way. It's been so long since I talked to you.
Umbrella Man, in house. I'm Schoolie J.
Okay, I bared a little bit of my soul, you guys.
No.
Okay.
You're going to bear a lot more when you start talking about this snooty, independent, nerd comic book.
Okay.
Is it black and white?
Yes, it's
Ooh.
Black and white. Well, this episode is a special spotlight on...
That just means they were too cheap to go full color.
Yeah.
Well, let's wait and check it out.
They didn't have enough pencils.
This is a spotlight on Odd God Press. Are you guys familiar with Odd God Press?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, you like their stuff?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know it.
You don't know what it
All
is?
Right.
No.
Well, Umbrella Man...
It sounds vaguely religious.
Yeah, but it's... I don't think it is.
Okay.
This title is called Runoff.
That looks like a Bobby Hill.
A little bit.
From, yeah.
Now...
Hill?
I think
yeah.
if you flip through this comic, you might it might be a little hard to swallow at first.
He's got a pirate hat and a monkey. I already like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got
like
a monkey
monkeys.
On his back.
Literally. I
now,
like monkeys.
Well, okay, you like it. I will say you this. This comic was really, really good.
Really?
It blew me away.
Dude,
I mean,
yeah, you saying that about a comic.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck, man, come on.
I may say that, you know.
Say about everything.
Fuck you, man.
What the fuck is going on in this?
It's very crazy, and it starts off really, really, I wouldn't say unprofessional, but unpolished. The lettering is shitty, the artwork's not great, but it's strangely compelling, and it draws you in, and it's kind of like a Twin Peaks kind of thing. But, you know, the basic premise is there's this town, I forget where they are, like North Dakota, I don't know where the fuck they are. But they start to realize nobody can leave the town at all, but more people keep arriving. And then just some really fucking crazy shit starts happening. That's the basic gist of it. But it was really, like, you know, oddly compelling. Like, I couldn't put this shit down. Now, you guys are glancing through this. You're looking at it intently, and I really think this is the kind of comic...
You gotta read this, dude.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, there's no way I can... Like,
I was just gonna say that.
I'm trying to flip through it. There's no way...
It really switches up in style.
I was just gonna say that. Look, it goes to, like, little comic strip panels and stuff.
The whole thing flows. Like, he does, like, a Doonesbury riff, you know?
Yeah.
Or a Bloom County.
Yeah.
I mean...
Maybe this is a little presumptuous, but... I like the monkey in the pirate hat.
Yeah.
And I'm giving that props right off there. So that's
totally.
At least worth 2 points.
At least.
But I don't know. I'm not too big fan of the artwork.
Okay,
It's a little too shitty even for me.
I like that.
Now,
you like the shitty artwork?
The artwork, I mean, the early one, it's shitty artwork. But this guy starts to develop his own style, which, I mean, this has become accomplished. Like, he's got some good art coming. At first glance, I mean, like I said, this really is not the best book to... suited for our kind of unique review style, just flipping through without having
totally
read it.
Not.
I mean, but it is a good comic, and I really, I don't know, I've never heard of this before. I hit New York Comic-Con, and
you
Lord
know,
knows that had problems.
I haven't seen Schoolie this engrossed in a comic during an episode in quite some time, and, you know, you're quite the individual. We're finding more out about Schoolie every episode. Let me see. You like delineated panels, shitty artwork, apparently.
And it's
monkeys
primitive.
With...
monkeys and pirates.
Pirate hats.
Monkeys and pirates.
Right, yeah. And Moon Knight. And Moon Knight. You
well,
like Moon Knight. I'm just listening to some of the things, and, you know, you're like an onion. You just keep
That's
pulling
true.
It back.
Now, Schoolie, can
it
I just...
stinkier.
Can I nip
stinkier.
Something in the bud here?
Yeah.
You know we're going to get hate mail. Boo-hoo-hoo, you didn't hate on that comic. You actually liked Runoff.
Well, listen,
Where's the hate, Schoolie G?
Yeah, we want to hear you hating on comics.
Let me tell you something. I can't go either way on this, because I really do think it's not like one of those that you can flip through and make a judgment about.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? Your non-actions are actions unto themselves,
okay.
Because... the fact that you are reserving judgment shows that you're giving it more credence than you usually do.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so that's pretty impressive.
I might ask to borrow this.
Yeah, I think...
Holy shit.
I know
this
you're
unprecedented.
Listen,
yeah.
if you...
I, you know, I've never...
No.
I'm taking no more Applejack for you. Yeah.
I've been drinking for a while.
Yeah, I believe the guy's name's Tom Manning. If you're Tom Manning and you're listening to this, you got no idea how earth-shattering this is. Schoolie G asking to borrow a comic. Umbrella Man.
I'm speechless.
Witness to a new nation of man.
Well, I want to see what it's all about.
Okay.
You know why?
It has intrigued.
Let me tell you this. It has a vague feeling of Walking Dead.
Okay.
Artwork, black and white.
All right.
Like the, I don't know.
Now.
And you know I like that.
Yeah, I do.
Schoolie, man, you're going all highbrow, pretty independent comic on me.
Let me cite another highbrow comic with zombies.
Highbrow. Yeah.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
I hate to say it, but the next thing you know, you're going to be drinking wine.
I got some upstairs.
We'll leave that for Slufus.
Okay.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that. I'll tell you what. Let's reserve judgment.
We'll return to this at a future episode.
I'm going
to
give my judgment now because I may forget about it.
You read it.
I'm going to say volume one. Mm-hmm.
Chapter
one. Mm-hmm. A solid 8. Chapter 9. Book 2 here.
Chapter 2.
I'll give that a 9 or a 10, man. That was a great fucking comic. Mm. It really floored me, okay? By Odd God Press. I think they have a web page. I don't fucking know. I don't know. The comic's called Runoff. And the publisher's I Got Press. Lord knows, you found this shit ass podcast. You can find that publisher. What?
I'm gonna go the opposite way here on this. I mean, now I haven't read it in all fairness, but that's never stopped us before.
True.
I don't really like the artwork too much. I don't like the inconsistency of it.
Yeah.
The premise sounds cool.
Yeah, it's
a
good
premise.
And
I do like the monkey and the pyre hat.
And that's just the basic premise. I mean, crazy shit happens.
The premise is cool, so I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
But that's... I just don't really like the artwork. That's my major objection.
Okay, man.
But the story premise sounds good.
Okay, so a 4. I gave it whatever the fuck I gave it. School, you're reserving it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, we're going to be right back with another title from Odd God Press. Are you guys ready for this?
I think so.
Okay, so we'll be right back. We'll leave you with something to chew on, one to grow on.
Yeah.
And,
are we giving anybody the FU?
Oh, yeah, I think you're going to. Yeah, go ahead.
F Cappy.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I agree.
Okay, all right. Okay, thanks for sticking with us. This is the Comic Book Haters, and this is our special Odd God Press edition. I really don't think Odd God Press is a very well-known comic publisher at all.
We can make or break it.
Yeah, our review can make or break it. Yeah, so listen up, everybody. We'll tell you what to think.
Wow, two people might be out of a job.
Yeah.
Good one, Umbrella Man. All right, so this...
Zing.
Well played.
This other title I picked up from them is called Love Eats Brains, A Zombie Romance. Okay?
I'm interested.
Okay, I'm interested too. Now, I will tell you this. The title, you look at that title and you think...
Zombies.
You're getting zombies, maybe like a love story, maybe a riff off of a traditional zombie story. Mm-hmm. Okay, not the case. Not Uh-oh. The case. The cover, you think it's a little misleading. I'll let you take a look at that.
Yeah.
I was... It's a lot more experimental than I had anticipated.
This cover actually brings to mind, I think, a conversation that we had. It said,
the cover is a man with a blue zombie chick. They're on a bed, and they look like they're about to kiss.
In the throes of passion.
Yeah, she looks like she's gonna take a bite out of him, though.
Well, I think we were talking about this earlier. I was talking with somebody about this. If you if you're into doing zombie chicks, does that make you a necrophiliac?
A necrophiliac?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're not technically, you know...
Well, they're undead.
Exactly. So is that a necrophiliac?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying yeah, definitely?
I think undead is a category of dead.
Well, okay. They were dead that became undead. Dead, right.
But why do you ask?
But I'm just dead saying, horse. Like... I believe I was having this conversation with Cappy, actually, while...
But they did originally... They did die at some point.
Now, wait a minute. Umbrella Man, weren't you telling me about somebody you know who puts out a calendar of chicks dressed like zombies or something? Somebody was telling me that.
No. Nah.
Somebody they know dresses... puts out like a calendar of like sexy bitches, but they're as zombies.
No, I never saw that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I forget who does it. Somebody... I know was saying
drop us
that.
A line at comicbookhaters@yahoo.com if you're familiar with what we're talking about.
Well, it's probably, I mean, okay, yes, yeah, why not? I'm gonna bounce it. So yeah, take a flip through, because this is really like comics like this, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, I'll reserve that, but it definitely reeks of like an art school student fresh out of college and putting out this experimental kind of work
and let people
yeah and people. You know, it's kind of like, hey, I got some money left over from my student loan. Let me slap together some of my pieces.
It kind
of
looks like somebody's sketchbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know...
What the fuck is going on in this? Man, this is the shittiest comic I've ever seen.
This is pretty bad, dude.
Yeah. It's like a naked chick jumps up. It doesn't make any sense.
Dude, you know what?
A guy finds a naked dead body here.
Fuck this guy for... Is it a guy that did it, I imagine?
No, it's gotta be.
Fuck the guy for taking zombies and ruining it. How can you ruin a zombie story? Yeah. Well, this motherfucker found a way. What the fuck is that? It's a baby coming out of the tit of a woman.
Yeah, I think I drive better when I'm drunk.
Let's go to church.
It kicks into the semi-autobiographical, and then like zombies actually come into play. I mean, it's like, okay, look, I hope you got this out of your system, and, you know, you're finished, like, you know, pissing off your parents, and now you can go get your job as an accountant somewhere.
Fuck this, man.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Wow, cutting himself. His wrist.
This is where the zombies come back. Oh, yeah, his wife is... Okay, the second half of this comic was not too bad.
There's
I gotta admit.
Zombies.
Yeah, okay. It got pretty bizarre. Here's where all the alerts.
He's wearing a fucking Jughead hat.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing.
Yeah.
This is shitty.
Man, yeah. I gotta say, I don't really think much about this.
Somebody just grabbed inside of somebody's twat. What the fuck, man?
Wait a minute. I thought you were a fan of full frontal nudity.
Yeah, not of like creepy, ugly drawings. Like a real full titty bitches.
Oh no, this part's cool, okay? It's a little vulgar, but this bitch is giving birth, right? And
yeah,
while she's giving birth, the dude who is, like, acting as, like, the makeshift doctor to help him pull it out is like, take this gun, you gotta cover me when the fucking zombies walk in the door. So this bitch is giving birth and shooting zombies that come through the door.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, shut up. That's the only cool part about it.
Look, you got an eye patch, like you.
No, that's like a zombie eye.
Yeah, so I mean, bottom line is, I will definitely never get another issue of this comic.
What the fuck were they like?
Oh, look at this. How artsy is that?
We're all in this together, Schooly.
I mean, this.
Fuck this.
Yeah, I gotta admit.
Fuck this.
God, God, press. fuck you. You put shitty comics out. That sucks. and fuck that shit.
Be a little more fucking selective next time, Odd God.
$11.95. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Listen,
this is worse than golden plates.
Yeah, okay. Were you pissed when you bought this? Like, when you read through this? Yeah,
these golden plates look like it, you know, had a story.
Okay, was I pissed? Was I pissed? Yes or no? Like, when I bought it, remember, at the New York Comic Con from the publisher up there. And, let's face it, the cover... Love Eats Brains is zombie romance.
Yeah, that sounds
great. That sounds cool. Yeah, I'll check that out. Yeah. You know,
that's why I would have been double pissed.
Well, yeah. I mean, I put it off and put it off, and a couple weeks after the con, I read it.
Worst comic ever.
And you know when I read this? I fucking read that Odd God Press runoff. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got another thing from there. I got to check that out. Come down, you know, read it, and I'm just like, it sucked.
That's terrible.
You know? So let's give this fucking thing fucking ranking and put it to rest.
If you know, you ever lose heat or something in the house, you got plenty of shit to burn.
Yeah,
get everything on Odd God Press.
I got a stack of US-1s I can throw in there first.
US-1?
Yeah, remember the trucking comic? Marvel Trust?
No.
I thought you were talking about dollar bills. Then you took from your comic book hater money. You're so rich, you could just start lighting money on fire to keep yourself warm.
True.
So, fellas, I'm gonna rank this first. I'm gonna give it a 3 because I liked the part at the end when she was holding the gun to the zombies. Okay.
Okay.
Umbrella Man.
I give this comic the finger.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Is that counts as a 1?
A negative.
Oh, a negative finger.
It's like this.
Two fingers.
Yeah.
It's a negative 1.
It's a negative 1.
I'm loath to give this anything higher than a 1.
Yeah.
But because there were some zombies in it, I give it a 2.
Okay. I mean, that's basically...
Fair enough,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Love Eats Brains, let me tell you something. Kid, I've been in this business a long time, all right? I've seen a lot of fresh talent. You got something here, but you got to work on it.
No, you don't.
Come on. The bitch with the zombie.
Don't quit your day job.
No, let me
tell you something. Was it Love Eats Zombies? Is that what it's called?
Love Eats Brains.
Love Eats Brains. Comic Eats Shit.
Okay.
Nice.
I would say, you know what, maybe go into like the fine arts because you don't expect to make money there. You're putting out a comic. It's a commercial product. You're expected to make money. You're not going to make money with this comic. It's no runoff. That's for damn sure.
A zombie romance by Dash Shaw and Will Jones.
Oh, Will Jones did that?
You don't know him.
No.
Liar.
Okay. All right, everybody. Well, listen. Buy Love Eats Brains at your own risk.
Yeah, don't even. Not even at your own risk.
Fuck that.
It's somebody else's risk. All right. Okay, at this time, we'd really like to address another serious issue in the comic book hater world.
This is like a special report, actually.
Yeah.
It's like breaking news.
This is. I mean, we just found out about this.
Yeah.
Okay. Schooly, I think it'd be best if you told them.
All right. Well, it's kind of a misnomer when you say that we just found out about this, because we actually did this. Mm-hmm. We threw Cappy out.
Yes. We got rid of Cappy.
He's gone. And well, I mean, let's not say we got rid of him. We threw him out.
Okay, but, I mean, we got rid of him. He's gone.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Not permanently from the show. We just said, get out.
Yeah, we asked him to leave.
But here's the problem.
Yeah.
We don't know where he is.
It's
been days.
It's been a while, and we're a little, I feel a little responsible.
Well, yeah, we're definitely responsible.
Okay, I mean, in our defense, maybe this is actually, what's the opposite of defense when you're trying to incriminate somebody?
Yeah, like in our incrimination.
In our incrimination, we drove him out into the woods.
Yeah.
The South Jersey hinterland.
Yeah.
And we basically left him there.
We told him to get out.
He thought
we were joking. Well, I mean, let's.
He didn't think we were joking.
Well, I think you know what he thought we were kidding. Like
he was unconscious.
He had to take a whiz. He said.
He did?
Yeah.
No, I said that.
Oh, that's why we knocked him out.
No, we knocked him out before we even left. He was in the trunk.
You're right.
Okay, but I did have to take a whiz.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I wasn't lying about that.
Okay.
Okay. So
but here's the problem.
What?
When we stopped to take the whiz, mm-hmm. we probably should. Left Cappy in the car instead of throwing him out and then leaving him there.
How were we to know that?
Well, I mean, I thought he'd get up.
In all honesty, now we look back and
joking.
Say, Who, him?
Yeah, I didn't think he was really unconscious.
No, choking.
No, joking.
Oh, he was doing both.
I thought he was playing, like, unconscious. Like, ha-ha, I'm unconscious.
Oh, yeah. He did that before.
Well, he does it.
When we were kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember him doing that. I didn't think he was doing it this time either.
Yeah.
And also, I forgot we took him out.
Right. Well,
I mean, I try
to blot him out most of the time when he's with us.
Yeah, it's almost like when you get to the point where you just zone somebody out.
Exactly.
You don't even notice that you're tying them up and throwing them into the
trunk of the car.
Yeah, and then what are those protective lands you're not supposed to dump in?
Pine barrens.
Oh, the pine barrens. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, deep in the pine barrens.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's probably all right.
I'm sure he's fine. There's food and shit out there. I mean, it's almost springtime.
There's a lot of animals living out there.
Yeah, he could totally survive.
So the bottom line is, if you've seen Cappy, please,
don't touch him.
No, don't go anywhere near him.
Yeah, just
no. I mean, definitely don't go near him.
Don't lock your door, your car.
Just shoot us an email or post on the forum. Even a letter, that'll do.
It doesn't matter.
We'll get that sooner.
I mean,
later.
You know what? Just think about him.
Yeah,
you don't have to
just put him in your prayers.
Yeah, because honest to God, we don't know what happened.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I thought he had a cell phone. You'd think, you know?
He probably has one.
Well,
he's got to.
Nobody.
He's you know what? He's probably at home laughing.
I rode by his house.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody there.
Nobody's there, man.
It's been a while now.
Yeah, a couple days.
He's probably all right.
He's fine.
Okay, well, listen, anyway.
Shoot us a line if you see him.
And we're trying out some new guests this week, too.
Yeah, well, I guess we're going to have to.
You might like some of them.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, we just wanted to let you know, keep them in your prayers, and don't approach them if you see them.
Yeah.
Okay.